Discans Onan Warnigans, Lesson 21. Well, we've had a bit of a break, so hopefully you've had a chance to go back over some of the Cornish lessons before. Okay, so let's have a bit of a chance for you to practice understanding some Cornish. Two people here, I'm going to do both voices, one a high voice, one a low voice. Puosta.
Matthew of thee.
Fatalagenes.
In point dam, Iraz. Pandravin to Eva heavy.
Miavin Eva Gwyn Ruth, Marpleg.
Avin to Dibri.
Navinav Miraz.
Dalor.
Okay, so that is a little piece of conversation to get us back into learning Cornish online after more than a week away. So how did you get on? Hopefully that was okay to understand as you've been revisiting the lessons during the break. Now for something new to learn. Res yw ddim. Now this is a very useful piece of conversation. Res means literally, you could interpret it as given or it is necessary. Res yw ddim. Yw is ddim to me. Necessary it is to me, or translated, I must. So what you do is you can put on the end of res yw ddim a verb. So for the first example, we've got the verb mors, to go. So res yw ddim mors, I must go. After me, onan dew tri, res yw ddim mors. Onan dew tri, onan dew tri, res yw ddim mors. Slight aberration there, a little bit of a hiccup on the first lesson back, never mind. Once more, after three, onan dew tri, res yw ddim mors, I must go. Now let's go through conjugating this. Res yw vis dychwelys. Vis is to you, so necessary it is to you. Dychwelys, return, come back. Res yw vis dychwelys. After three, onan dew tri, res yw vis dychwelys. Next one, res yw ddoddo oberi mwy. Oberi is the verb to work, mwy is the word more. Ddoddo, to him. So, res yw ddoddo oberi mwy. Res yw is it is necessary, ddoddo, to him, oberi, work, mwy, more. After three, onan dew tri, res yw ddoddo oberi mwy. After three again, onan dew tri, res yw ddoddo oberi mwy. Next one, res yw ddeddi conveddes. Conveddes is to understand, ddeddi to her, so she must understand. Res yw ddeddi conveddes. After three, onan dew tri, res yw ddeddi conveddes. Next one, we must be happy. Res yw ddim bos loen. Loen is the word happy, bos to be, ddim to us. Res yw ddim bos loen. After three, onan dew tri, res yw ddim bos loen. Onan dew tri, Res within bars loan. Now you, in the plural, must enjoy yourselves. Res u vuch om loan he. Res u vuch om loan he. Om loan he is to enjoy yourself. Loan is, as you've seen before, happy. Om is a reflexive bit, so if you put that on the front and then he on the end makes it a verb, om loan he is enjoy yourself. Be self-happy. So res u vuch, you in the plural must be, must rather, om loan he, must enjoy yourselves. Res u vuch om loan he. After three, onan deu tree. Res u vuch om loan he. Final one. Res u veva diski Cornoac. Diski to learn Cornoac Cornish. So res u veva, they must learn Cornish. After three, onan deu tree, res u veva diski Cornoac. Onan deu tree, res u veva diski Cornoac. So what you've done there is you've learned a whole lot of different verbs and reused some of them from earlier on. Probably the ones of those just to learn for now, just to keep in your mind, are res u vim, because it applies to yourself, and res u vis, because it applies to someone else you might be talking to. The rest are just very useful for learning to understand, because they could come into conversation at some point. But res u vim, I must, res u vis, you must. Most frequently, people use res u them with the word mors, which we've had as the example. I must go. So you've been talking away, having fun, and it looks at the watch, and oh, it's late, and oh, res u them mors. I must go. So there you go. We're back with learning Cornish. Quite a bit in that one. Go back over this one a few times, and we're well on our way to being able to have some Cornish conversations.